Heaven's sun shines through his followers. November 4. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. He who draws nigh to Christ need not try to shine. As he beholds the Savior, he catches the divine rays of light from the Sun of Righteousness, and he cannot help shining. The light that is in him shines forth in clear, bright rays, in words and works of righteousness. Christ's grace dwells in him richly, and heaven's light shines through him. He honors Christ by complete obedience. He is stimulated to more vigorous action in the cause of God as he imparts that which the Lord gives him. He is a light-bearer to the world, shedding light on those who are in the darkness of error. He does not walk away from Christ, but keeps close by his side, conversing with him, gathering divine principles from his word. He goes about doing good, comforting the downcast, guiding wandering footsteps into the narrow way, sweetening the cup of bitterness, which many drink as a result of their own course of action. There are those who need the guidance of a firm, steady hand to lead them to the feet of the Master. Those who are truly successful in the work of overcoming will help others to fight manfully the battles of the Lord. Man has nothing in himself wherein to glory. Tell it in clear, strong language. All he has, his talent of reason, affection, speech, spiritual discernment, come to him through the mercy of the Son of the Infinite God. These are to be surrendered to God again. Self-annihilation is a hard process, for self struggles for existence, and dies hard. But prayer and faith place the weakest sinner on vantage ground, where the hand of faith can grasp firmly the hand of the Savior. In and through Christ we may come off more than conquerors. God has given us instruction that every child of His has a work to do. To everyone is given talents according to his several ability. To minister for Christ, it is not necessary for a man to be a preacher. There are many who, though they do not feel that they have been set apart for the special work of preaching, are, nevertheless, ministering for Christ. The Sun of Righteousness shines upon them, and they reveal that they are one with Christ. The Word of God is the man of their counsel. As they study the Scriptures, they are enabled to understand what they read. They work in unity with one another. There will be no discordant opinions among those who are taught by God. True saints are one in spirit and action. The Holy Spirit binds them together, and all the power of satanic agencies cannot break this union. Diary, written in Rockhampton, Queensland, Australia.